Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast.
Yeah, g'day. Hi.
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 Hello. I haven't even got my headphones on, Pete.
Hello.
I know, he just kicks off without warning, doesn't he?
Do you need a microphone on, Rami?
No, you can't.
I can't hear myself.
Is that are you on four?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Rami, fine.
I can hear me.
Let me just give you four.
Not
there we go.
On console. Are you there? Are you there? Now you're on.
There you are.
Okay. It's
another one of Pete's ups for the week.
Ew. All right, I think I'll turn that off.
Yuck.
So this is where we sort of have a bit of a discussion about things that didn't make the board, right?
Yes.
This is, yeah, so...
Perhaps they were too adult in their content, or perhaps they just weren't good, or the producers felt that they weren't good enough.
Mm. Mm. We come in every morning and pitch some ideas of what we think could go to air in the show, and then we leave it up to Rami and Kerrod to decide what makes the show, and then you guys use this opportunity to basically point out all of our failings.
Yeah. We like to have a bit of fun. We like to have a bit of fun. And we like to call you guys out, as Kimber says. One of the ones that I spotted this week that we didn't manage to get to was the Italian runner at the under-21s athletics, where he was running around and unfortunately three-quarters of the way through his 400 metres in his decathlon, his decathlon came out. Right.
So I didn't see the footage. So his old fella, because... I saw it in the news, like someone had said it was an erection, but he wasn't aroused, was he? Just his flaccid penis fell out.
I will say, the only footage that I saw was censored footage. So right. I didn't see the full
Likewise.
Footage.
Likewise. Okay. I found the uncensored.
Of course you did. But good producers
Deep
do
dark
that.
Dark web. Firstly, I don't think it's actually possible to be running with a hard-on.
Hard-on?
Is that possible?
I've never chased you. You wouldn't know.
No, it was just limp. And okay, can I say Italians have...
Not all of them.
Well, no. I mean, that's...
Not all of us.
Well, none of us are Italian. Oh, hold on. Pete's Italian.
Yeah, Pete's Italian.
Say, I appreciate that about Pete. Can I just say, as a woman who's gone through her whole life of basically, I would say, almost 100% of men I've ever met who make jokes about their deal, usually make a reference to make their deal bigger or better or talk about how big theirs is. Mm. The reference is usually... Pete is the only person that I think I've ever met, the only man who will make jokes about the fact that he wishes he could be bigger.
Well, I find that if I manage expectations lower, then there's a good surprise. You know, there's still some
sort
of good
surprise.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I will take that. Yeah. And funnily enough, last night, I forgot to bring this morning and pitch this.
Right.
No, listen to this. So last night, Ollie Bear, our one-year-old, who's getting around like a cut snake, he's mad, right? He's everywhere and he's into everything and he's gotten into the top drawer. And he's come out and he's sucking on something.
Oh God.
Found one of me prophylactics. And he's like just
chewing. Was Kimber's playing card in there? Go back and listen to the Naked Magician's chat if you don't understand that reference.
So anyway, Liz has gone, hun, look, this is happening. Seriously, you've got to get these things out of here. Put them in the undies drawer now because it's a bit higher rather than in the bedside drawer.
Okay.
And so I've done that. But as I've done that, a tape measure has actually dropped out of the box.
Okay.
Right?
Where is this story going?
Measure.
There's
an app for that now.
No, there's a tape. What?
There's an app for it.
How do you wrap your phone around you? Anyway, so there's this tape measure.
No, you just take a photo and you send it to us and we give you an estimate. Yeah.
Well, this
about
tape
four
measure.
Centimeters, Pete.
This tape measure has got the different prophylactics, the different condoms that this company makes.
Yeah.
Right? And it sits them at the different lengths of the tape measure. Yeah, now, I thought it was length.
What? Hang on. What? I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm picturing here. Yeah. It's a branded tape
measure with the pictures of the condoms on it.
Right.
And then, you know, now I thought it was depending on how long.
It's girth.
Right? But it's actually girth. So you got to wrap this thing around your ding-a-ling and it will show you which condom you should be using. Yeah. And right. I didn't wrap it around mine. I'm just putting it out there. Okay. But
I'm getting kind of
totally
hot.
I didn't.
But there was.
Rummy.
Just for shits and giggles, like I looped it so I could see what the biggest looks like.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Coke can.
Insane.
Yeah.
So I was just. It just
Rami just fingering Matt's armpit.
My nipple.
His nipple. Yeah. I know that's his soft spot and he gets hard so quickly.
Oh, tell me about it.
It is my
anytime anyone mentions a Coke can, I'm off.
It's just mind blowing that they exist. As someone who's at the lower end of that scale.
As someone who can't relate. Yeah.
Sometimes when it's really big like that, Pete, you can't do anything with it. So don't worry about it.
You know you go to the shop and there's the thin Italian sausages?
Mm.
There you go.
Oh.
So,
well, now we know about Pete's.
So what happened with old mate that was running? So did he still win or did he?
He ended up coming last.
Did he? Because he had to try and deal with struggling. Right.
Yeah.
So he was running and just, you could just see a piece of meat just flicking out the side of his jocks.
Yes,
I don't think he was wearing any jocks.
Uh-huh.
But that's what everyone paid attention.
Well, of course.
For the race. Yeah. I don't think I even know who won.
I mean, athletics isn't that much chop at the best of times, let's be honest.
No. Can I just say there's a lot of pent up sexual tension in the room this week. I don't know if it's because...
So far it's between all of you guys.
No. That's funny because you brought a story to the table, Kimber, about being horny at the museum, which we did on the air.
Oh, that's true,
so
yes.
So there's that one. There's this penis guy, the Italian dude. There's
Naked
Magicians in yesterday. And also there's a story we didn't do on the air, but I don't think we did.
What was
on the air. Masturbating / monkeypox.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're right. Oh, because I wish I had the name of the body now in front of me, but you know, they basically.
It's the world masturbatory body.
It's the.
The old MB.
Formerly known as the World Health Organization.
You know, people would really pay attention to it if it was. The Center for Disease Control Prevention.
And masturbating.
have actually released information about monkeypox and to try and discourage people from having intimate relations while you've got monkeypox because obviously it's going to spread.
It is sexually transmitted, isn't it? Yes.
And so what they're suggesting is that if you feel like you might have been exposed to it or you're suffering symptoms of monkeypox, that the best thing to do is to not engage in any activity with somebody. However, if you couldn't control yourself...
Spank that monkey.
Well, yes. But they actually suggested... doing it with a friend, but just to entertain yourselves in front of one another at a distance of 1.5 metres.
So it's just like COVID. You can't sneeze on anyone.
Yes.
In this instance, don't get any other fluids.
They
on
legitimately released a thing saying we recommend that you do this.
That is hot.
Knowing how cold and, you know, we've all seen over the COVID pandemic a lot of announcements from these places, and they're usually delivered by, you know, older, often men, but sometimes women, well dressed in suits and whatnot, being very serious. I would love to have seen that. We now believe that masturbating furiously within 1.5 meters of a friend will help controlling the monkeypox. I'll take any further questions.
Sorry, they did say 6 feet is what they recommended. 6 feet.
That's three people there.
You can masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other and without touching any rash. And you can't share any towels. And you could also, this is the other suggestion they've made, you could consider having sex with your clothes on.
How?
What?
Pete's like,
that's what the Italian runner tried. And look where it got him.
Full circle.
Jesus.
So, you know, I think they all could have made it to air.
Yeah. Yep, 100%. Well, I've done my bit for monkeypox.
It's been fun, guys.
Three times this week.
Oh, good on you.
Oh, right. Too much information.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll just stop it there, eh?
On that note.
Can I have anyone?